Morning, everyone. Today we'll be reading from 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told to you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace that to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy." Since you call on the Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourself, obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. So today we'll be doing something a little different. I'm going to invite Wes to come. He's going to just play some background music. And so as I was reading this passage, and some reflection during house church time last time, I realized that there's some discussion about how we pray, and we were talking about prayer, right? And so today I want to practice how do we pray while reading through scripture. And so today I think 1 Peter is a really good place to start. I mean, I wasn't planning on this, but yesterday I just felt like, oh, maybe this is something we could do. And as I was going through the verses again this morning, I realized, wow, there's actually a lot of things that are in this chapter that just points or redirects our attention back to God, back to the gospel, back to Christ. And starting from the first, like, this is a letter from Peter, just the introduction, how Peter reminds that we are chosen according to the knowledge of God, that we're chosen to do what? To be obedient to Jesus Christ. And we're chosen to be sprinkled by his blood. And this being chosen it was not through our own works, but it was through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. And so for the next minute or and a half, let's just thank God that let's just go into prayer. Just thank God, first of all, that for Him choosing us, that we can join in to be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus and to be able to be part of this family through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. Let's pray. As the chapter continues, let's praise God as Peter writes, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Him for His mercy, which He has given us a new birth into this living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead." Let's praise God. Let's praise the Father. As we praise God, as we praise our Father, our Lord, let us ponder upon what we have received through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And it is this inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. And this inheritance that is kept in heaven, its inheritance isn't something that is given to just random strangers. It is given, as we all know, to the children. And so we as children of God have now this inheritance, which is shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time, in verse 5. So let's reflect upon how amazing it is to just be part of God's family, just to be His children. This pondering, we keep in mind that as Peter writes in verse 6, we do this, in all this you greatly rejoice. Let's rejoice the fact that we are part of God's family. And it is amazing. It is something that personally it fills me with joy, especially like when I know that my identity is in nothing else but that I am a son of God, and that whatever happens, as the verse continues to say, right now in all kinds of trials which might cause me to suffer grief, I know that in the end my inheritance is kept in heaven for me. And as a child of God, that is something that I can be looking forward to. And so let us rejoice that we can be part of this, that we are chosen to be His children. Even as we do that, we don't want to minimize the fact that as Christians in this journey, we were promised hardship, and that we have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. But we know that even though it might be hard, especially when we're going through it, that God is with us. So if you are going or suffering grief or in grief or mourning right now, let's just pray. Whatever anguish you have, just lift it up to God. And if you are not going through it right now, currently, let's pray for our brothers and sisters who are, that we might be with them when they're going through all this. Hopefully the next part is an encouragement as for those who are in grieving, or even if we're not. In verse 7 it says, "These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." And so all these things happen. But through going through it, I think we will refine our faith, is strengthened. And this faith will result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus is revealed. So for those who might be going through the trials right now, hopefully this is an encouragement. And for for others who are in another season, that's let's ponder upon this faith that we have and just how important it is for Peter to just describe greater worth than gold which perishes even though refined by fire. We see that this was mentioned again later on in the same chapter. It's how in verse 18, for you know it is not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you are redeemed. And this faith is all that, in a sense, we need to do as part of this being chosen part. And in verse 8 it says, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And so this gift, this faith, is actually also a gift. It is something that is like hard to comprehend at times. And it's like we don't see, but we have to believe. And I guess let's give ourselves a pat on the shoulders, because it is not an easy thing. And so I think maybe we don't give this encouragement enough, but the fact that you guys are here, we are here, and we're still chasing after God is not something that should be taken for granted. And so let's praise God, let's thank God, and let's continue in this journey of faith. Verses 10 to 12 just speaks of how amazing this message that we get to have, how amazing the gospel is, how amazing this truth is. Like the prophets searching intently with greatest care, trying to figure out what the Spirit of Christ was pointing them towards. This fact that even angels long to look into these things. How amazing that it is revealed to us, that this gospel, this good news, has been revealed to us so easily. We just let's just thank God for his grace, for his mercy, for his revelation. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed as coming. And so let us set our hope on the grace of Jesus that is coming. And while doing this, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you live in ignorance. This is something that's easy to read, easy to say, but not that easy to do. So let's pray. Let's pray for God to help us not to conform to the evil desires that we have. Thank you. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Let's pray for this holiness to be revealed through our lives and our lives. Since you call on the Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. It's not just random fear or any fear, but reverent fear. Let's live our lives with this reverent fear for God, that we might be able to do things that will be judged as good. And we can do that not on our own strength, but because, in the next verse, it says, we were redeemed not with gold or silver, not with things that will perish, redeemed from the empty way of life into this fullness with the precious blood of Christ. And it is only through Christ, it's only through Jesus that we believe in God. And so our faith and hope are in God only through Jesus. And with all that in mind, verse 22, it says, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. So let's ask God for to show us how to love each other and love each other deeply from the heart. Verse 23 says, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. Let's thank God, first of all, for his word, for the Bible, for scripture. For all people are like grass, and their glory is like the flower of the fields. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. We so thank you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for your word, which lasts forever, for your word, which we know can count on to come back continually, your word, which speaks to us even today. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, worship you. We are amazed by you, Lord, that in choosing us, that we can be part of your family to come under this inheritance, to be able to see and understand, because you have revealed to us, Lord, how great you are. And Lord, It's only through you, through Jesus, through his death and his resurrection, that we're part of this family. Lord, we thank you, Lord. And even though times might be hard now, Lord, give us your encouragement. Give us your comfort. Lord, we ask that you will be with us and that you will show us, that you will reveal to us how graceful and merciful you are, Lord, and that we will only look to you in these times, Lord. And Lord, just help us with our faith, Lord. It's not easy a lot of times, especially when going through trials, Lord. We ask that you strengthen our faith, Lord, that when we see you, we see your love for us. Lord, we just thank you so much once again, Lord, because you've shown us this love through your Son. And Lord, just thank you that it is through your Son's death that we can come once again. And so help us, Lord, help us become obedient children. Help us not conform to our evil desires, even though that might be the easy thing for us. Lord, help us be able to live a life that will be judged impartially by you, Lord, to be good. And we help us do that through your power, Lord, through the blood of Christ, that we are redeemed. And Lord, we just thank you. We want to worship you. We just praise you for who you are. And so let us spend some time worshiping God through song.
Tore through the shadows.
for your death, your resurrection, that we might come directly through to God, that we can pray, that we can communicate with you. We just thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you're going to do for us. And but Lord, more than that, we just thank you for who you are. We want to praise you, we want to worship you. So let's go into our community prayer. Let's pray for those battling cancer, those undergoing chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's pray for those with illnesses and need salvation. Let's pray with those with infirmities. Pray for those looking for jobs. Thank you. go to our mission focus. Let's pray for the church in Singapore, Indonesia, Philippines, for SPSG, SPIN, SPIL. Pray for the leaders, PSM King, PSLAMA, and PRNE. Kids, SPU, FSPU. Let's pray for our prayer and healing ministries, IP, The Well, and River. Pray for our evening outreaches, SV Lights, Homie Outreach. Pray for those who are pregnant in our church, Kathleen, Elaine, Jade, and others. Let's pray for the house churches meeting tonight. Cullinan West, East Bay, Olympic, and Robin Hood. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this morning where we can come to you together, Lord, and just pray to be able to communicate with you, to be able to listen from you, to be able to talk with you. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, as we finish up our week, Lord, we just ask that you help us be good testimonies, be good disciples, to show your love to those around us. I just pray that you be with us, that your presence be made known to us each and every second, Lord. And we just thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time.